scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm ready to go, dude.
Fucking, let's start the damn thing then already.
Start.
All right. I'm going to crack a beer first. What is the look on your face?
I'm waiting to hear your crack.
Oh, you're waiting for me? There it is.
There, here's mine.
There you go. Wait, let's...
Oh, shit, that sounds sexy. Slow down, partner. Slow down. Slow down.
Oh. Oh.
Slow down.
There it is. Look at the head on that.
Yeah, that's what she said.
What are you drinking?
Well, it's called Tart Mango Cart by Golden Road Brewing, and I totally fucked up.
Yeah, wait a minute. You were giving me shit
know,
about drinking
I
a
know,
sour beer last week.
I know,
and now
know.
You're drinking a fucking tart.
I know,
yeah, fucking tart.
It is a little tarty for me, and this
a
is
a little tarty.
You know how I drink? I've got that superstition where I drink four gulps of my beer.
That's not called superstition. It's called alcoholism.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. But this one, I can't slam this, dude. It's like fucking my taste buds fire up on this shit when fucking I drink
it. You gotta fucking burn them off, dude.
Oh, God damn, dude. It's good, though. It's got mango flavor to it for damn sure, but it's a wheat ale. So I don't know what it looks like because it's in a can, but I'm assuming it's a light beer, so a light looking beer.
We should pour it into a glass. That's what I did.
How about if I just poured in my mouth?
There you go. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, dude, it's like a one sipper drink, dude. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. It went good with my fish tacos though last night.
I am drinking The Trooper.
Fuck yeah, that shit's bomb, dude. I like it.
Created by Iron Maiden.
Yep.
Stuff's amazing. I think I had this a long time ago when they first came out with it, and I don't remember what it's like. So I got another one, and I'm drinking it tonight. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. I like
it's
it.
It's got a hell of a head on it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fuzzy in my mustache.
Yeah, hell.
That's pretty damn good.
It is, dude. I like it.
I'm going to have to drink some more.
I like
it. Man,
I like it.
That was really
I
good.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
So I want to say one thing real quick.
Nope.
I know we had a customer service show a couple weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
And I just want to say, fuck all you Utah fucking DMV state workers. Eat my motherfucking ass.
Whoa, hang on. I mean, fucking customer service and state employees, that doesn't, no, there's,
I don't
there's
care.
No such thing.
I know, but dude, I needed help. They weren't willing to help me.
Well, fuck no, they weren't willing
and
to
they
help
And they didn't
you.
Point me in the right direction, so.
They never do.
And they fucking actually kicked me out, bro.
They kicked you out?
Okay, so in California, you know, DMV is like fucking, the lines are ridiculous. It's like usually a 3-hour motherfucking debacle. Well, right. Here in Utah, we have a driver's license division, and then we have the DMV division. Driver's license is basically just driver's license, and DMV is just registration. And, you know, when you're selling shit or, you know, registration,
right,
all that
bullshit. Kind of like that out here, too.
So I go in, and at, like, the two of us, we've been working our fucking asses off. You know, I got off early one day, and I decided to get some shit done, and that was one of the things I needed to get done, get my registration. Because I had a warrant out for my arrest, unfortunately. Paid that
awesome.
Off. Yeah.
The Fugitive Podcast.
Right? Had that taken care of. I thought my license was suspended. It turned out it wasn't suspended, but I had to get
That's good because you kind of need that for work.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I go to the DMV and I get in with like 15 minutes to spare because they close at 5 o'clock. I get in at 4:45, right? And so the lady asked me what I'm there for. And usually, you know, when you go to the DMV, they give you a ticket, right?
Right.
And they give you a number and you go sit down and you wait for that fucking number to be called, right? Dude, as soon as she pulled the ticket out of the fucking machine, they called me up already.
Oh, shit.
It was that fucking fast. And I'm like, hell yeah. This is it. I'm getting all my shit done. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to be fucking legal. I'm not going to be riding dirty anymore. It's just, I'm feeling good, right? Get to the goddamn window, and it was just a fucking shit show, bro. It was bad, dude. I can't say any more than just she was the biggest bitch ever, and I got to go back and fucking take care of this shit.
Well, because you had 15 minutes to get your shit done. You had 30 minutes worth of shit to do. She wanted to go home.
In California, like when you're in there, they stay until everybody's done.
No, they don't give a fuck.
Here, you know, I'm trying to email them shit and get, you know, my insurance because they're saying, oh, your insurance wasn't valid, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bullshit, it wasn't. So they're okay, well, email us all your shit to this email address, and my dumb ass fucking sends it to the wrong person. And sure enough, there's like 1 minute left, right? And I'm asking this lady for help. I'm like pleading with her, please, I just want my tags. I want to give you my fucking money. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you money. I'm not trying to.
She wasn't having
it. She just wasn't having it, dude. And she goes,
she didn't give a fuck. It wasn't her money.
Right. Well, fuck. Well, our taxpaying money pays this fucking bitch, right?
That's not going to stop, so she doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly. So that's why I want to just say fuck all those bitches at the fucking Utah DMV. Sorry. They had the nerve to say, well, if you can't do it within 1 minute, you have to leave. We're closing the doors. So I told the bitch, I said, so are you kicking me out? She goes, well, I got to close the door in 1 minute. I said, well, are you kicking me out? Are you telling me to leave? So I started kind of getting snappy with her, and she didn't kind of like it. And she was probably,
wasn't convincing her to help you.
Neither did her being Mexican and me being Mexican. We just kind of like made eye contact, and we're just like the horns came out in both of us.
I thought you guys usually help each other. Isn't that like the Mexican deal, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was like, all right, dude, I'm working with my blood, right? She's going to help me for sure. She's like, oh no. You got to leave in 1 minute. And then she goes, you can come back tomorrow. We open at 8 o'clock. And this is what I told her. I said, you got a job? She goes, yeah. She goes, what time you got to be at your job? And she's all 8 o'clock. And he says, I got a job too. I got to be there at 6 o'clock. That's why I'm here right now. So if you can't help me, I'm out. So I walked out, dude. But anyways,
oh, the good old DMV.
Oh, God, dude. It
never gets better, does it?
It doesn't, dude. And I've only had one good experience at the DMV, dude, where it was like in and out in 5 minutes here in Utah. Because that's literally how long it takes for you to get your shit handled here. Because I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just divided from license to, you know, the DMV registration. But, dude, it is quick as fuck, dude.
Unless you don't have your shit together.
Yeah, right. Like, that's my life, dude. It's the story of my life.
The story of my life.
Oh, God, that is tart.
Man, that is so good.
That's tarty.
It's tarty.
Woo!
It's good for you.
It is actually pretty good, though.
It'll tighten up your muscles.
Tighten up my cheekbone.
Shit. Oh, fuck. So what are we talking about today? Fucking, what do we got this week?
I think we should talk about some stupid shit that fucking our states fucking think of.
There's plenty of stupid shit out there. I think we can come up with
right?
something.
Right. How about we talk about stupid laws? How about
stupid laws?
There are too many laws in Utah and Texas.
Okay.
How about
there are too many laws as it is, right?
Oh yeah.
But there's some fucking stupid ones.
Oh. I've got one.
What do you got? What's a stupid law in Utah?
You want to hear one?
Yeah.
It is illegal to cause a catastrophe.
Well, fucking A, it ought to be, right?
Well, right? Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, we need a law to state that.
Right. Who fucking wakes up saying, oh, fuck, I'm just going to start a catastrophe today?
No, who wakes up and goes, you know what? I'm tired of that son of a bitch who keeps causing catastrophes and getting away with it. There ought to be a law.
Yeah, there ought to be a law.
And then a bunch of people got together, and then a bunch of people got together, and they voted.
Sons of bitches.
Son of a bitch. And son of a bitch and his catastrophes, I'll show you.
Yeah. Grab your pitchforks and your fucking shovels.
We're putting an end to these catastrophes. What would be a catastrophe?
I don't know.
What would be a catastrophe that somebody would
call? A catastrophe for me would be shit my shorts in my truck, dude. That would be catastrophic for me.
Right. Well, I'm thinking. Like catastrophes are kind of...
For me, yeah.
That's sort of on your own.
Yeah, that's like my own deal, dude.
So what the fuck? So could you go down to the court and be like, the DMV lady made me leave and I feel like that's a catastrophe.
That's catastrophic for sure.
And that's catastrophic.
That's what I'm going to tell the policeman.
I think she should be arrested.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell the policeman when I get fucking pulled over and he says, hey, buddy.
Well, let's see who ends up in jail first.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. That's catastrophic.
That's catastrophic. Oh my god, that's fucking horrible.
I'm gonna tell you though, I've been pulled over 2 times in the past
it
year.
It felt like a catastrophe.
And I thought it was gonna be a catastrophe. But you know what? For some reason someone was on my side those 2 times because they let me go. And dude, I've got plenty of stories to talk about fucking the policeman here in Utah, bro.
Uh-oh.
But we'll down, do that. That's down, a different show, dude. Different
down with
show.
The brown man.
Oh, fuck.
That's too funny.
Yeah, it is illegal to start a catastrophe.
A catastrophe. I'll keep that in mind next time I'm in Utah. I'll steer clear from my maniacal plots of catastrophes.
So fucking maniacal.
So in Texas, it's illegal... What? Why are you laughing already? I just said in
it's
Texas.
It's just fucking just so fucking retarded, dude. It's so fucking... Dude. Anybody who wants to look up their fucking laws in their state, just look up dumb laws in your state.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
But I want to hear about this Texas law.
So this Texas law, it is illegal to sell one's eye. You cannot sell... Now... So that totally begs the question. At one point, was there just a bunch of fucking pirates walking around?
Right. Fucking.
And people got tired of it. Like, I'm tired of these fucking one-eyed sons of bitches.
Yeah.
And then there's like one dude that has like 30 eyes. Like, what's he doing with them?
So wait a minute.
Is that where the fucking Misfits song 20 Eyes came from?
So, but is it possible to sell your eye and put it in somebody else?
I suppose.
I know you could do that with testicles, right?
I heard about, well, I guess if you could do it with one ball, we might as well be able to do it with
another ball, right?
I heard you could get eyeball transplants in China.
Really?
Yeah. So you could go from having Mexican eyes to having Chinese eyes. And you don't even have to smoke weed to do it.
Fuck.
But what That's the fuck with the law that says it's illegal to sell your eye?
Just too many people fucking selling their eyes, dude.
Well, then it should be illegal to buy eyes, right? Why is it illegal to sell them, but it's not illegal to buy them? I just found a fucking eyeball on the side of the road. Would you like to buy it? And you're like, fuck yeah, I can buy it because that's legal. But if it's your eye, you can't sell it. But if you found it, that's probably okay.
That's just fucking weird, dude.
That's
just fucking weird.
I'm still going back to the pirate theory, though.
Yeah.
I would give up an eye. I would give up a leg. If I could have a peg leg and a patch, I would fucking do it in a minute.
What would be your pirate name?
I don't know. Probably Captain Cocksucker or something. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Captain Skunkweed.
Speaking of weed, dude, have you seen some of our fucking Instagram followers?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
shit.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
I'm fucking jealous.
Dude, these guys are smoking some weird shit, dude. And like, dude, I have never seen this stuff, dude. You know, I'm clueless to all this weed smoking thing, but holy fuck, dude. I was like,
oh yeah, some of that shit's crazy.
Man.
Crazy. Yeah, those guys got some fucking, just, that ain't the shit your mom smoked in the 70s.
No,
that's
hell no,
sure.
Dude. That ain't no shake, bro. No, that's no bottom of the bag fucking weed, dude. Dude,
yeah, that shit,
I don't
didn't
even
cross
know
any border.
Dude, these fucking bongs they have now, dude, are just incredible. That's just like, holy cow.
Oh, you know what I thought was impressive? When I was in college in fucking 1995, right? Graphics was like the hot ticket,
right?
A glass
just
graphics
one
bong. Remember
glass,
the in the different sizes,
footer,
like a three footer, and they had a fucking 6 footer.
Yeah,
like holy shit.
Yeah.
So I moved to Arizona, right, to go to school. In fucking Arizona, like California, it was, you know, you got a ticket if you got caught with weed.
Right.
In Arizona, it was a zero tolerance. If you had a fucking seed, your ass was going to jail.
Right.
But there were head shops
everywhere.
Fucking, like, every mile from each other.
So how do they get away with that shit? Like,
I
what
don't,
what are they
I don't
smoking
know
out of it?
Well, I mean,
tobacco,
my roommates,
right?
we smoked a lot of weed when we lived out there. So it's easy to get away with, apparently.
Oh, God, dude.
But we walked into every head shop out there had this deal. And they had a coupler. It was just a plastic coupler. But you could take, and every one of them on the ceiling, they had a 6 foot glass graphics bong with a coupler on it. And they had 2 6 foot glass graphics bongs fucking hanging from the 12 foot fucking bong. Holy shit. You'd have to stand on the second floor with somebody down on the
fuck,
fucking,
dude.
You could only buy it if you lived in a 2-story apartment.
Dude.
Oh, that shit was insane. I was like, holy fuck. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, no shit, dude. Who has the
lungs
for that
though,
to begin with?
It was
dude?
Fucking. It was fucking impressive.
Hey,
huh?
It is illegal to detonate a nuclear weapon in Utah.
I would fucking hope so.
So, what's it fucking matter if someone does?
Well, that's a catastrophe. So.
Well,
these,
exactly.
That's a double whammy.
So
that's
it's
a double whammy.
Double fucking. I would think. I mean, I don't have access to nuclear weapons, but fuck, if you have to make a law to let people know that it's illegal to fuck up a whole fucking state, pretty much, got problems,
well,
bro.
Well, just a state, I would imagine, if you donated it, or if you detonated a nuclear bomb in Utah, you probably fuck up more than just Utah.
Right, dude. That's a weird one, dude. That scares me, yeah. Kind of. We've got. I mean, everybody's got nuclear plants. I'm assuming, right? How many?
Yeah.
Every state
but,
should have
I mean,
a nuclear
but,
energy,
but,
right?
But that's a nuclear bomb, not to have an accident with a nuclear reactor. That's like intentional, right? It's illegal to detonate
so,
a nuclear bomb.
So if you work at a nuclear plant, right? Does the boss
you
go?
Fuck up.
Does the boss go? Hey, fucker! Don't detonate that shit because you will fucking go to jail.
Right, that's very illegal. Like I'm standing next to it. If I detonate this motherfucker, the last thing I'm worried about is going to jail.
Going to jail.
Oh, that.
So how do you?
But why does that need to be a law?
Right. How do you bust somebody? I mean, if you detonate, well, I guess if you detonate it remotely from somewhere else, yeah, I guess, but. I'm thinking.
Is there going to be anybody left in Utah to prosecute him?
I doubt it, dude. And
I
the ones that are still alive are fucking toothless and fucking have like
probably
patches
not smart
of
enough
hair
to figure out that was the law.
Yeah. Probably making their own laws at the time.
They're making their own laws right now. So in Texas. It is illegal. This is absolutely the one law that'll probably keep Jesse from ever coming back to Texas. It is illegal to take more than 3 sips of a beer at a time while standing.
Oh, hell no.
See?
Who monitors that, though? Is there like a fucking drink monitor fucking patrolling the streets and the bars and shit?
I have no idea.
Like, hey, fucker.
How do you enforce something like
that? Was that 3 or 4? Oh,
that sounds like some shit that was That sounds like some shit that was written in the bar that the sheriff used to hang out in.
Right.
Right. And he's like, I'm tired of that motherfucker standing over my shoulder drinking his beer.
Right. Slow your roll, son of a bitch.
Sit down or I'm going to arrest him. Take a load off, cowboy.
So, I wonder if that's for fucking people who beer bong.
Well, that's just one sip, right?
Well, fuck, you could probably down three beers.
What's considered a sip?
Yeah. So how do you, I mean, that's kind of fucking iffy, dude, because.
But the question again is, where does this shit come from? Yeah,
what prompted for someone to say, oh, fuck, this is just going.
You can't take more than three sips of beer.
This is an epidemic.
If you're standing up.
You know? This is getting out of hand. People are just drinking way too
much. Was there just
people
all over the fucking? Was there just everybody in the bar was just standing up?
Yeah. Why does it have to be standing up? Is it like you can fucking lose your balance or something or what? But if you're sitting down,
maybe it's
what
if
you're sitting down?
Thing? Is that a safety thing?
What if you're sitting
down? It's you could take as many sips as you want. It just says while you're standing up, you cannot take more than three sips while standing. So you can lay down or you can sit down. You can't stand.
Huh.
So do you take two sips and then sit and then stand up and take two
right.
more sips?
Dude.
What's the reset?
Maybe it's fucking for working out reasons. Maybe they want you to sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up.
It's a health and safety thing.
It's a health and safety thing. They want you to burn your calories at the same time.
Okay. Well, I can see that then. I guess it's for my own benefit then.
Right,
but it says that I can sit down and I can take as many sips as I want. Right, that's pretty much what it implies. So that's sort of the opposite. Like I feel like I'm probably burning more calories by standing up and drinking than I am by sitting down and drinking.
Right.
So what the fuck?
So I don't know. I don't know, dude. When we thought of this, dude, and we've talked about this before, dude, I was reading these and I was just like, and I'm trying to picture the look on my face while I'm reading these. Cause I'm so confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, like here's one. And this is just fucking, this is mutiny, dude. This is just fucking, it is illegal. Alcohol may not be sold during an emergency here in Utah.
Well, isn't that when you need an alcohol?
Isn't that
alcohol
when you
most?
Fucking need it the most?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, like we sit on like a fault line here, right? Like one of the biggest fault lines. So when this shit opens up, I'm going to be saying, dude, I need a fucking beer right now.
But then how do you define when the emergency started and when it ended?
I don't know. I don't know if they've got like those signals on the radio where it's like, it is illegal to drink beer right now, you know? We have an emergency. We have an emergency.
Due to certain circumstances, we are no longer serving alcohol.
That would be a fucking emergency in itself, dude.
That's a catastrophe.
That's
that
a
fucker
catastrophe.
Should be arrested.
Yeah, that fucker should be arrested because I'm drinking more than three sips while I'm standing up.
Right? Yeah, in Texas, because fuck Utah at that point. There's an emergency going on.
Yeah. Isn't that like, I mean...
How do you determine that? Like, so if you have an earthquake, you're like, oh, wait, I think there's an earthquake coming. I better stop selling alcohol.
Oh, wait, dude.
We just had an earthquake, but then everything's fine. So only during the earthquake you cannot sell alcohol?
I guess. I don't know, dude. That's just a...
So the fucking cashier's like, wait a minute.
But
hang on. Let's wait till the shaking stops.
There's more text to it, though, too. It says a person may not sell or offer to sell or otherwise furnish or supply any alcoholic product in an area during a period of emergency proclaimed by the governor to exist in the area.
That's
kind of fucked up because, I mean, all the Mormons.
So the governor has to put up like governor tape.
Yeah.
And say within this area.
Yeah, within this area.
You cannot.
And it better be around his fucking house because
you cannot buy, sell, or give away alcohol.
I would just
step outside of the area. It's out of the tape.
Right? I would be furious. I think I would fucking want to set off a nuclear fucking weapon if they told me I could not purchase or drink more than 3 sips
while drinking a beer
and standing
with one eye.
With one eye.
With 1 foot in Texas and 1 foot in Utah. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Oh, my God.
You could try. That's fucking funny. So apparently in Texas, if you're a criminal, you must give your victims 24 hours notice before committing a crime, either orally or in writing.
So wait a minute. You're telling me if I'd let somebody know 24 hours in advance that I'm going to fucking rob them, and I rob them, it's okay?
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says criminals must give their victims 24-hour notice before committing a crime, either orally or in writing. But it doesn't say that that makes it not a crime. It just says that they have to do that. How do you enforce that?
So I wonder if you get extra time for not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Bobby,
I guess.
Bobby McGee, you didn't let him know that you fucking were going to...
You didn't tell him you were going to do this.
You were going to tickle their sphincter, but that's an extra fucking 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck does that, though? I really don't know. Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
I don't know you, but tomorrow while you're at work, I'm going to steal all your shit. Yeah. All right, have a nice night.
Hey, tomorrow I'm going to come over. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I'm going to drink your beer.
I'm going to drink your beer.
And I'm going to take your girlfriend away from you. And, you know, I'm probably going to steal your car, too, and spend all your money. But I'm letting you know right now that it's going to happen.
This is fair warning.
Fair warning.
Yeah, that shit doesn't make... How the fuck is that a law? That didn't make any sense at all.
Dude, that just doesn't make sense, dude. So I want to know what the repercussions are of you not doing that. Like, is there extra time, extended time that they put onto your, you know, your sentence? You know what I'm saying?
How does that work? It's like, if you did, would you brag about it? Like when you went to jail and you were like, man, I got 3 years off because I fucking called the guy and told him before I did it.
Well, what if you're the criminal and you tell the fucking judge, I gave this motherfucker 24 hours. I told him I was going to take his shit. He didn't do nothing. Right? I mean,
I don't know, dude. That's a bizarre fucking law.
It just makes me want to close one eye and think about it.
I'd like to see it happen, though. I would like somebody to, like, call me and be like, I'm going to steal your shit tomorrow.
I'd be like, okay, what time?
Yeah, when are you going to be here?
Yeah, what time are you going to be here?
I'll make sure I'm not home.
Yeah, so I'm not home.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'll leave cold beer home. In the fridge for you, buddy.
Yeah, cold beer and a fucking, and a hot 45.
Right?
Motherfucker. Ah, that's funny.
So, in Utah, it's illegal to throw snowballs. It will result in a $50 fine. It snows here in Utah.
And I'm thinking it's probably worth the $50 to plaster somebody with a fucking snowball sometimes.
How do you fucking tell a kid, hey, fucker, don't go have fun out in the snow? Because if you throw a fucking snowball, it's going to cost you $50. You know?
There has to be more than that.
It's all it says.
There has to be more to that. It's got to be like you can't throw snowballs on the steps of the courthouse or some shit.
I don't know, dude. Maybe. I don't know. That's just weird to me. That fucking sucks as a kid because, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in the snow, but fucking that's the first thing I think of when I see snow is putting it in a ball and fucking plucking somebody in the head.
Yeah, I think last time somebody threw a snowball at me, they packed my ear full of ice. Whack! Oh man, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. This can of Iron Maiden Trooper says 4% 4.7% volume by alcohol by volume.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's not a lot.
It's not.
Why am I fucked up?
Shut up, dude.
Just a little bit. I'm fucking sweating my ass off. I'm starting to get hot.
Are you really?
I'm getting like hot flashes. I'm telling you, this shit was 4.7% when it left fucking England, but it's been fermenting in the can.
Dude.
I'm feeling all right. I'm hot. I'm hot as fuck right now. I don't know. I'm sweating my ass off. I don't know what's going on.
I wish I could say that because it feels like I've been just eating fucking hard sugar candy drinking this fucking beer, dude.
Well, stop drinking that fucking shit beer and go get something else.
I don't have it. This is what I got for the fucking...
Oh, man.
For the day, dude.
You're fucked.
I'm going to go fucking buy a tall can of fucking PBR after this. To get rid of this fucking taste, dude. Ugh.
In Houston, specifically in Houston.
In Houston,
it is illegal, it's against the law, to sell Lindberger cheese on Sundays.
What? Lindberger cheese. Have you ever had Lindberger cheese?
I might have, but now that I think of it, it might not have been on a Sunday.
It sounds really stinky. But it sounds really good, though, too, because I love cheese. I just love cheese in general.
Stanky
but
cheese.
What? Why? Why can't you eat fucking Lindberger cheese on a fucking Sunday?
I don't know. It's so bizarre. I don't know. There's no backstory to this.
And as far as like...
All it says is you better stock up on Saturday.
Like, I've never went to a restaurant and said, hey, buddy, let me have a Lindberger cheeseburger. I've never heard of Lindbergh.
And they said, well, I'm sorry, sir, but it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
And I can't.
It's Sunday, goddammit. Don't you know we can't serve that?
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
How dare you request Lindbergh on
that's
Sunday?
That's a catastrophe.
I tried to buy alcohol before 11 a.m. on a Sunday once. That didn't work.
In Texas?
It was like 10:56. I was like, God damn it. Come on, really? Nope. It's not 11 o'clock yet. Fuck.
Dude.
Eh, whatever.
What's the difference?
Whatever.
You're gonna drink it any... What's the difference if I drink at 6 in the morning or 6 in the afternoon? I'm still drinking.
It just... Yeah, I don't know. It's not about drinking. It's about buying, I guess.
I don't get it.
I don't know what limiting the hours of purchasing alcohol does. Because I could have bought 3 times as much yesterday and drank it at 10 o'clock in the morning, but today I can't buy it at 10 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Right. It doesn't make sense, dude.
I don't know. Whatever.
Here's a good one.
What do you got? Ooh, that was a good one.
In Ogden. Ogden's north of me. It's about 15,
not far, right?
15 minutes from me. Only animal services, officials, and policemen may molest animals.
What the fuck?
So, picture this.
I don't want to picture anything with molesting animals.
Little Bobby gets asked by his teacher, Bobby... So what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a policeman, just like my dad, because he fucks the goat every night. You know? What the fuck, dude?
Because he's the only one allowed to.
Yeah, because he's the
what
only
the
one
hell?
Allowed to. That is fucking, well, I mean, Ogden.
Well, wait. What's the difference between bestiality and molestation?
That's what I don't know. I don't know if molesting's like fucking touching.
There's got to be a different definition to that somehow.
You know, just sticking your arm up a cow's ass or, you know, and then tickling it at the same time. Is that molesting? You know what I'm saying? Like
it's only molestation if one of the two parties enjoyed it.
Exactly, right? I don't know, dude.
Oh, no.
That just is fucking ridiculous. And Ogden is kind of there are farm. I mean, yeah, I guess I could see some weird shit going on out there.
So in Port Arthur, Texas, Port Arthur is it's like east of Houston.
It's not
towards Louisiana. It's about an hour, from me.
Is it an actual port?
That I don't know for sure. It probably is. It's some part of it. I've been to Port Arthur, but not to any port. It's near the water, so
oh, okay.
I suppose it could be. I don't know that it's an active port or anything.
Uh-huh.
But in Port Arthur, it is illegal to emit obnoxious odors while in an elevator. You can't fart in the elevator.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you can't crack any ass gas in a fucking elevator.
Not at all. Not. It's illegal to do so.
Oh, my God. But
I mean,
okay, so it,
that's probably
so
the only
you,
law that I've heard so you, far that actually makes sense.
So how do you determine there's 10 dudes and one chick in a fucking elevator, right?
Yeah.
Someone shits themselves. And when I say shit, they just fucking ignite their ass with gas, right? Like, and how do you determine that? And how do you,
that would be up to the court and the judge of peers.
So all 10 dudes,
the jury
go
of
in,
peers, right?
The judge asks them, I want to know who the fuck shit in the elevator.
You got to take everybody in, right? Somebody's the offender.
Somebody
will find out who.
Somebody better confess to this shit. Because,
fucking 12 angry men.
Yeah. God damn it. I'd be kind of pissed, dude.
God damn it, who's shitting the elevator? That's fucking horrible.
That would fucking suck, though, dude.
Oh, I'd be upset about it.
I'd be pretty upset, dude. Because, dude.
I don't know if I'd try to have anybody arrested, but I'd be pretty upset about
that.
Yeah,
I'd be fucking. Even if my mouth was open or, you know, if I was chewing gum or something, you know?
I could taste
it,
you
fucking
fucker.
I could taste it, you motherfucker.
You fucking savage.
You damn shitty savage.
You damn savage. That's fucking bullshit. Oh, that's a catastrophe. Should be illegal.
It
just
should
because
be illegal
because
that's a fucking catastrophe.
Fuck yeah.
You could lose an eye and probably be arrested.
You could get pink eye from that shit.
You get pink eye from watching a dog shit, dude. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, but I don't think it's true.
My dad used to say, hey, damn, don't watch that dog take shit. You get pink eye.
You get pink eye. Hey, next time you're in Jesus Christ. Next time you're in an elevator, turn around. Face the back of the elevator.
Why?
Because people get uncomfortable as fuck when you do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Think about it. I mean, what would you do if somebody walked in the elevator and just fucking faced the wrong way?
Right.
There's nothing that says that you have to face the door, but how weird would it feel if somebody just walked in and like faced the back of the elevator? Like there's like five people in the elevator and this dude walks in and just looks backwards.
Yeah.
And he never turns around. And that would be fucking awkward, right?
That would be awkward.
So next time you be the awkward guy.
I'd probably get arrested.
Probably. Only if you fart, though.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen that one? Have you seen that one video when they fucking, when a person walks into the fucking, the elevator and then the fucking, they shut it down and that little fucking girl comes out of the fucking panel? And
they turn their
the light back on, dude?
They
oh, my God.
Flip out. I would, too. Jesus Christ.
Oh, there's a new one of those where they fucking, where they do, like, a video. It's like a appliance store or some shit, and they got TVs all over the wall, right? And then they have all the same thing going, but then they go to this one picture and one of the TVs on the bottom is fucking, they like slide the glass up or some shit, and it's a girl sitting there just and she comes crawling out. And the fucking, they start freaking out, dude. Oh my God, I love that shit. I would probably just fucking pass out right there, but scared shitless, dude. Just like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? But, dude, it's fucking funny to watch people get scared shitless, dude. Especially dudes, right? Because, you know, fucking dudes fucking running off screaming and shit.
They try to be all tough.
Yeah. I've got one more.
You got one more?
I've got one more. I've got actually.
I don't think I have any more. I don't think I have any more that are worth talking about.
It is against the law to fish from horseback.
It's against a lot of fish, two fishing poles too.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you want to know the shitty
from
thing,
fish
bro?
From horseback?
You want to know the shitty thing is, dude? So, God damn it, dude. I get this fucking ticket fucking in 2010 for fishing with two fishing poles. And I didn't know, dude. I didn't know. I just wanted to go fishing, dude. I had two poles in the water. I get hit by fishing game. Gives me a ticket for fishing two poles. I come back to California. I come back to Utah and I get pulled over. And that was one of the cool things. One of the cool stories about when I got pulled over here just recently. I found out that I had a warrant. And the funny thing is I got pulled over because the registration's under my son. So my son had a warrant out for his arrest for tickets. Right?
Shit.
So they pull me over and they're all, you Cody
Rodriguez. Fucking apple doesn't fall
yeah,
from
no,
the tree,
it doesn't.
Does
it doesn't. And they're all, you Cody Rodriguez? I'm all, no, that's my son. I'm his father. So we go through the whole spiel and he goes, well, let me have your license. I got to run your license because I pulled you over. The fucking police officer comes back and he's fucking giggling, right? He's laughing, right? And I'm all, what's going on? And he's like, you've got a warrant for your arrest. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go, dude. I'm just thinking to myself, like, this is not going to be good. They're going to fucking pull me out of my car, you know, look for fucking drugs and blah, 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 right? And I'm just like, fuck, man, they're going to fuck me over right now. Cop was so fucking cool. He just started laughing. He goes, go get this taken care of. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm not even going to report this. This is just, he goes, that's just too funny. He basically said, this made my fucking night, really.
That's hilarious.
But, dude, I mean, and now you can fish with two poles anywhere. It's not a law anymore. That's the shitty thing.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, oh, my God. So you're going to fuck me for 2010 and, you know, fuck, dude. And it was like a $410 fucking ticket, dude.
Oof.
Ah, dude.
It's brutal.
It is brutal, dude. Here I'm trying to go fishing to get shit off my mind, dude, to go fucking look at the water, fucking, and I get a fucking ticket, dude. That's the story of my fucking life, dude.
Speaking of stupid laws.
What?
Fishing with two fishing poles. Stupid law.
That's a fucking stupid law, dude.
If you can manage two fucking fishing poles, then more power to you.
Fuck, dude. But I don't understand why fishing from horseback would be fucking legal. What's the advantage? Is there an advantage or what?
You can run faster.
Well,
it's like trolling. Along the bank of the river, bank of the lake, and throw your line in the water.
Yeah, is that
some sort of unfair advantage?
Do the fish love horses or what? Do they do horses attract fish? And
I don't know. Maybe they're afraid you're going to get a hook in the horse's eye.
I don't know, dude. This is just too stupid for me.
Who the fuck would fish from a horseback anyway?
That would fucking be shitty, dude. That'd be uncomfortable, dude. It's uncomfortable. I got a horse between my fucking legs as it is already. Sitting on my fucking nuts, you know? How the fuck do you expect me to fish?
That's fucking funny.
It is illegal not to drink milk here in fucking Utah.
What?
Yeah. It is illegal not to drink milk.
How do you prove that?
I don't know. What if you're lactose?
I know that guy hasn't had any milk today.
Motherfucker has
string
to
him up.
Yeah, string him up.
String him up.
String him up.
Oh,
what a catastrophe!
Shit. 15 lashes with a sugar cane.
Oof.
What the fuck,
that
man?
Sounds like
stupid shit. Stupid shit.
I don't know, dude. That's just
I don't know.
Just too stupid, dude. Just people having time on their fucking hands, and. Literally, these are people that we fucking pay our tax dollars go to fucking
right?
People think of this shit.
Yeah, they come up with this shit.
Fucking debacle.
I'll tell you what. I heard a funny story. It has nothing to do with laws. Maybe it has to do with the laws of manhood. I'm calling homeboy out right now. So I got a message last night from our friend Will over at Hey Down in Front.
Yeah, I saw it.
And on Instagram. And he said he was... He was listening to our last episode about our
Western
episode
Mail Doc.
From two weeks ago about being a man while he was sewing a hole in the finger on his gloves. Oh man, I was laughing. I thought that was so funny. So he says, but I fixed my gloves and I didn't have to buy new ones, right? Which
right.
We talked about that shit.
Yeah.
So I sent him a message back and I said something to the effect of, I'm not sure how to feel about this. On one hand, you're sewing your gloves back together. On the other hand, you should feel accomplished because you fixed something.
Right.
I said, you're probably doing all that while making a pie or some shit too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, cookies while baking and cookies.
I said, now go make me a sandwich and put on that dress I like. So he comes back with, he goes, funny enough, I was making cookies at the time. it was pretty fucking funny. But he redeemed himself by building a fire. Yeah. So he's got his manhood status back. I thought that was pretty funny. So, what do you say we get into some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's do this.
Let's get out of this nonsense. Laws, crap.
Laws of the dumb.
Laws of dumb. All right. Well, let's see here. The first song that I have is by a band called The Obsessed.
Okay.
The song is called Soden Jackal. Okay. Not sure what that means exactly.
Huh.
It's actually a pretty badass song. These guys are kind of a doom metal, I guess.
Okay.
Sort of Black Sabbath-ish, kind of slow Pantera sound to them.
Right.
They're pretty cool. Interesting kind of history with this band, though. These guys were together like in 1980 and then broke up and then got back together. Yeah, 1980, forever ago. Broke up and then got back together in like 92 and did like an album and then broke up and got back together and like did a couple albums or did some shows or something in like 2010, 2012. And then in like 2015 got back together again. And now they're making albums again. So their stuff's pretty cool. If you're into that kind of dark, you know, doom, sort of slow metal stuff, these guys are pretty badass. So give them a listen.
Soden Jackal.
Soden Jackal or okay. Soden Jackal or something like that. S-O-D-D-E-N.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Interesting.
So give them a check out. Yeah, sort of like think of like some of the slow stuff that Pantera did.
Right.
They've got kind of a that Pantera like guitar. Yeah. I don't want to say Dimebag guitar sound, but just sort of his like distortion sound
Right.
is kind of there. But obviously, this stuff is way slower than anything he was playing. So think of like their slower stuff, and then sort of kind of Black Sabbath-y feel
Right.
to it. So that's kind of what they sound like, at least I think. And my next song is a band called Peeping Tom. Have you ever heard of these guys?
No.
Really? This is one of Mike Patton's many bands.
Oh, okay.
Mike Patton from Faith No More. He's got Peeping Tom, Tomahawk, Dillinger Escape Plan, Faith No More. There's probably about 10 others.
He's in Dillinger Escape Plan?
Yeah. Yeah, Dillinger Escape Plan, Tomahawk, Peeping Tom. Then there's a bunch more that I'm not even familiar with, really. You didn't know that?
He's in Dillinger Escape Plan. Isn't that like a screamo band?
You know what? His other bands are nothing like Faith No More.
Oh, yeah. Especially
like
his
completely.
One,
they're
one
real, there? Real fucking weird. Which one?
It's the one band where it's just, they're all over the board. Fuck. I can't even think of the fucking
That's
name.
Probably Tomahawk.
No, it's not Tomahawk. It's another band.
There is another band, and I can't remember the name of it. There's a couple of other bands, and they're just fucking bizarre all over the place.
Yeah.
But he plays with some, like, really well-known musicians.
Oh, yeah.
You know, lots of well-known singers and other well-known, like studio musicians and all kinds of people in all these different bands. So it's pretty interesting. But Peeping Tom, I think, is kind of cool. They're sort of, I don't know, like lounge music meets hip-hop, meets jazz, meets rock. Like
Mr.
Kinda...
Bungle.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bungle's fucking badass, dude.
I couldn't think of it, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Bungle was like one of his original bands from like high school or some shit. I mean, those guys have a song about fucking Betty Crocker in the kitchen with a fucking rolling pin or some shit. I mean, they're fucking
weird.
They're
all over the board.
There's a crazy song by them called Squeeze Me Macaroni.
Yes.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's fucking
bitching. I love that song.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah. They've got some crazy like circus shit
and
weird stuff going on. But anyway, this song, Peeping Tom Mojo, is a really, really sick song. He's got I don't know her name, but there's a girl that does the rhythm vocals for this. Uh-huh. And it's just, this song has a really cool beat and rhythm to it. And it just flows really well together with his vocals
and her
vocals. Yeah. It's got kind of a hip hop kind of beat to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's worth checking out. This to me is probably one of two of their songs that I really like. Uh-huh. But this is a pretty good song.
You know what I like about Mike Patton, dude, is fucking. It always,
the dude's crazy.
Yeah, but it always seems like he's not serious about what he's doing. He's just doing it, you know.
But he's genius level serious about it.
But he makes it look so fucking easy. Like when he does covers, and I know you've done one of his covers on the show.
My favorite cover ever is his version of fucking War Pigs.
Yeah, he does a great
version. Live version of War Pigs where he forgets the lyrics.
Exactly. And he's all,
I fucking love it. Yeah. It's so good.
And you know what? I think we were talking, we fucking were listening to this when we were screen printing a while back.
Normally, I would be really upset about the fact that he tried to cover a song and forgot the lyrics.
Exactly.
But for whatever reason, he completely does it justice.
He does another cover of Easy by the Commodores that I have liked on this show.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. And he's really good.
He fucking kills it, dude. Yeah. And there's at one point where he's just fucking off in the song where it's just he's just right? And it's it comes off.
That's sort of his thing.
That's his thing, dude. But it comes off so good and he does it so well. It works, dude.
So, you know, he's an Italian opera singer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of
him. Fucking phenomenal.
The dude's got fucking range, dude. He's got range. But I do, there have been some instances where he has talked about other bands and he's very arrogant.
I've seen those videos too.
Yeah, he's very arrogant, dude.
Wolf Mother seems to be one of the bands he hates the most.
Did we
right?
Were we watching that
no,
together?
No, no, no. I've seen that video many times.
Yeah.
He's all, 'cause I think it's hilarious.
Listen to this
what
shit?
The fuck is this shit? Yeah.
It's like, dude.
And now, you know how many people probably listen to his shit and say the same thing?
Exactly.
Like, his stuff is, to me, it's kind of like, I fit it in the same category as jazz, where it's
all over
it's,
the board.
It's chaotic and it doesn't make any sense on the surface.
Right.
But you actually really have to get past the chaos and dig into what's happening underneath it in order for it to make some sense.
You have to dissect.
And I think to me, a lot of his music is probably music for differently smart people.
Right.
Right, that's how I would explain
exactly.
it. I don't like a lot of it because I'm probably not smart enough to fucking
exactly,
a lot of
it.
But then there's some stuff every once in a while he hits on something that I really enjoy. This is one of those songs.
He just got a good voice, dude. I really like. I like him, but I just don't like him as a person as much as I do as a musician. But
yeah, I mean, I admire him as a musician. Yeah, I think that he's
very much so.
He can be extremely good at whatever he wants to be.
Exactly. That's what's so fucking
crazy, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, and my third song is Long Slow Goodbye by Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard recently somebody was like, oh, if you're a fucking Queens of the Stone Age fan, you must be a fucking hipster. I don't see that at all. I think Queens of the Stone Age are fucking awesome.
I think they're a fucking great rock band, dude. I mean, like,
they are.
Like
they're just straight up fucking do their thing.
Fucking rock band, dude. I don't think
they don't try to be fucking nothing else. No. They just do their thing and they just straight up fucking rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I dig it. And this song is actually really cool. I love what they did with this song. It's the last song on the album. Oh. It's off of Lullabies to Paralyze. Mm-hmm. It's the last song on the album and it starts off with like a dial tone from a phone, mm-hmm. you know, an old phone that you actually had to pick up off the wall.
Right.
and then I don't know if you remember, if you leave the phone off the hook long enough, you get that off the hook, the tone that goes dee, 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 right?
Yeah.
So it's a dial tone into that dee, 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 dee. They slow it down, dee, 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 and it just stays through the whole song. And then they just start playing over the top of it.
That's
it's like that
cool.
becomes the rhythm of the song. Yeah. It's really bitching. But it's just a good song. It's really mellow. From most of their stuff, it's pretty kind of, you know, it's pretty heavy and fast, you know,
so,
rock and roll.
So
but this is a pretty slow
is
song.
Queens of the Stone Age, they fucking, Dave Grohl was in the original fucking Queens of the Stone Age, right?
I don't know if he was ever like actually in the band. I think he did the drums in the studio for them and then did some touring with them until they found a drummer kind of deal. Okay. I think that's what it was. I don't know for sure. But I know that in one of their videos, he was in the video as the drummer. So I think he just toured with them because he's friends with those guys.
Yeah.
I think he just toured with them and did some studio stuff until they found a drummer.
Oh.
Because I don't think he's done anything with them since. But, yeah, I don't know for sure. That may not be true. But I know at one point, yes, he has played drums with them.
Well,
and then
I'm looking at their fucking lineup, Queens of Stone Age members, and there's like a shit ton of members, dude.
So there's only like three people in the band, right?
Yeah, but there's like, yeah, there's different people, dude. It's crazy.
Hmm.
He's got like one.
Well, they did. The singer did Them Crooked Vultures with Dave Grohl and.
I see what's going on here.
John Paul Jones.
I see what's going on here. They're doing like members from certain dates. So it looks like he's got like different members from certain dates.
Huh. So anyway, those are my three. What do you got?
I'm all over the board this week, dude. I was listening to some shit this week. This one, my first one, it's Me and My Guitar by Freddie King off the Best of Freddie King, The Shelter Years. And I love Freddie King. Basically, one of the reasons why I'm a Freddie King fan was because it was one of Stevie Ray Vaughan's favorite guitar players.
Right.
Being from Texas, I could listen to Freddie King all day. Just really good song. And I like it because he sings about, you know, basically his guitar is his everything. You know, like nothing can come between him and his guitar. And it's just a good song, good blues song. It's just a traditional Freddie King song. And I love it. I think it's great. I've been kind of... For some reason, I've been kind of falling off my blues kick for some reason, and I don't know why.
That's probably my fault. That's usually my fault.
Yeah, I think it is your fault because you fucking always come up with these bands, and I fucking go down that rabbit hole, dude.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm terrible like that. But, I always get people into the shit that I'm listening to.
Yeah. But I was listening. I picked up on the blues station, and they have a station. Speaking of Spotify, I don't know if... I think I'm going to try and get all of our songs and make a playlist that we can share to everybody. I know we've got a playlist that people can go to, but...
Stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. I think I want to put, like, everything that we have on a regular playlist so that people can download that playlist or listen to it if they're on Spotify. So I'm going to work on that so everybody can just check out what we're talking about on one station. But still digging the whole YouTube thing, though.
I've thought about putting something together on, because I use Google Play for all my music.
Right.
So I've thought about putting something together on there, but then I realized how many songs we've talked about. And I'm like, I'll do that later.
It would be a big, long process, but I think we should start doing that because it's kind of cool to share your playlist with other people. And
at this point, we've got almost 100 songs we've talked about throughout the life of the show.
Right. So my second song, back in the 90s, I was into this band, Street Crab by Helmet off the Betty album. I don't know if you're a Helmet fan or not.
You know, I tried to be, and there's only one Helmet song that I like.
Which one?
And for the life of me right now, I cannot remember the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Well, their first two albums, not their first two, because their first two, I think, were demo-like albums, but Betty... And I think the second album was Helmet, like...
Oh, Unsung. That's the name of the song.
Oh, fuck. I can't even think of the fucking... The second album. I don't know if it was self-titled or not. But the reason I liked him, it's not so much because the guitars are pretty chunky. But I fucking love the drummer from this band, dude. The fucking... A lot of the beats are like groove swing beats. Where it's just like, dum 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 dum, you know, just real drum driven like songs, but real like they swing it and it's really thick, and it kind of gets me like, you know, right away just bobbing my head, doing the whole bob thing, my head.
Yeah.
And not in that kind of way.
I like it. Keep it up.
But one of my favorite albums, Betty album. Take a listen to it. There's some really good songs on that one.
Yeah, I think the only song that I actually like is Unsung.
Is that their one of their popular songs?
It was the one that they had. That was like the first one they made a video for.
He kind of
sounds. And then they had one that came out after that. That
he
kind of
sounds like Ozzy a little bit in that song.
Maybe, yeah.
I think, yeah. I know what song you're talking about. It was real popular. That was like popular.
That
for
was
a
their
while.
Only
yeah.
popular song, yeah. I think. Yeah. And my problem, I think, was probably that was how I found them.
Right.
And that's what I wanted them to sound like. And the rest of their stuff didn't
sound like
that.
It does not sound like that. It was like.
But that's a really good song.
Yeah. My third one is called Motor Mouth by Periphery. I think that's the way you say it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think so. It's off of Periphery 3. It's called Select Difficulty. So I know we've talked about degent bands in the past, you and me just personally, but, you know, bullshitting.
Yeah.
And, you know what? I kind of fucking really like these guys, dude, what they're fucking doing. I know they play 6, 7 and 8-string guitars on this. I'm not sure on this album, but they use all 3 of those instruments. And I was listening to it, but then I went on YouTube and I saw people covering it too as well, actually playing this song. Dude, I don't know how they fucking, I mean, they're all over the board, but they're basically a metal band, a degent metal band, but they're basically a progressive rock, progressive band. So a lot of like, there's like no like real rhythms to it. So it's just kind of like all over the board. I'm trying to get into it because I really do like the sound of, you know, that A flat tuning that they do. That's like way down there where the strings are just don't even look like they have any tension to them.
It's like the high end of a bass, but the low end
exactly,
of a guitar, like
exactly
somewhere in between the two.
Oh, dude, but
is where that shit goes. Yeah.
You should check these guys out.
It's real low.
They do a lot of death. Like I guess you call it throaty singing where it's, you know, like, you know, but then he also goes into like to singing. So he mixes it up a little bit, but I don't even care about the singing because right away when I hear these bands, I start fucking dissecting it and, you know, trying to figure out what the fuck they're playing and, you know, what type of tuning, what type of guitars. It's just like, it's just a guitar thing, dude, that I do. Fuck.
So what exactly like defines a gent band?
A gent band is basically, I kind of read
up on
it.
Is it just because they play like, just because they play 7 or 8 string guitars?
No, it's not.
Or is it the style
that,
of music? And how is
style,
that different than like
it's the style
metal?
Of playing degent music. So it's a lot of palm muting. So they're, you know, so when they say degent, you're thinking degent, gent, 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 you know what I'm saying? A lot of palm muting fucking percussive playing with a lot of melodic playing, I would guess you would say, but it's based off the
so
fucking
Metallica.
No, not even close.
Right,
dude.
But think about even, listen to that definition.
Yeah,
right. But, so palm muting, so fucking thrash.
So okay, so fuck. It's just, I guess you could say it's the lower tuning too as well,
right?
With the fucking. With the polyrhythmic rhythms that they have, it's just like everything. It's almost sound.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it's almost. It's just like you're that one song you were talking about. How nothing really fits, you know, with what's going on, but you have to kind of fucking dissect it and put it in. Just listen to it and kind of fucking. I don't know, dude. I don't know how to explain it. It's just fucking crazy. It's just fucking crazy.
All right. I mean, I've heard it. I know what that stuff is, but I always kind of wondered, like, where's the line drawn? Like, what's the definition of this makes this band that style or this makes this band that style?
If it was up to me, if I had to say, and I don't want to fucking, I'm no expert at this because I just barely started listening to it.
Right. So, like my question, I guess, would be, like, what's the difference between that and black metal? Or death metal, like that all seems very similar.
Well, I would say death metal would be like standard tuning with 6-string guitars. I mean, I'm sure there's death metals that probably death metal bands that use 7-string, but it's not traditional death metal. like doom metal. Like there used to be a band called Cathedral that used to do a lot of fucking lower tuning, but with six strings. But now these guys are doing like I said, like A flat, B flat, fucking C tuning with like fucking six and seven, eight string guitars. So it just makes it just fucking real degent. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But that's kind of like the definition of it. I mean, a lot of fucking 16th note galloping with fucking swing beats. I don't know, dude. It's just, it's really weird. It's to me, it's interesting. If I was a youngster growing up right now and I started playing guitar, I'd probably be playing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the thing that they're fucking all over the board. It's very interesting to watch them play that because you like have to like study what they're playing. It's not like, you know, you know, it's not fucking, you can't hear it and just figure it out, dude. You got to fucking like really dissect it. It's interesting. Yeah. To me, so.
Huh. All right, cool.
But yeah, give it a listen. They're pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to some of that stuff. I'll check those guys out. We'll see what they got going on.
Yeah. But that's all I got, dude.
Anything else?
That's it.
That's what you got. That's what I got.
That's what I got.
All right. So that is what I got.
I'm fucking on this last beer, dude. I got to go to the liquor store and get this fucking taste out of my mouth, dude. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You know, I just finished up my trooper. Leave soldiers behind,
dude. I'm going to buy some more of those.
I usually drink what I buy, but fuck, dude. I don't think I'm ever getting this shit again, dude.
Nope. You'll still drink it, though. After this, you ain't got but half of a six pack left anyway.
No, I'm done with it, dude. I'm fucking, I muscled it down, dude. It's just fucking bad, dude. Bad on my taste. I'm not saying people might like this stuff, but it is just too damn tart for me. I swear to God, I think I'm drinking hard candy, dude.
Ugh, no. Whew. No hard candy. All right, well, cool. I think that's our show then, huh?
That's what I got, bro. That's what I got.
That's what I got. All right, fuck yeah, we're out of here. All right, as always, check us out at unrestrictedpodcast.com. Hit us up on Instagram at unrestrictedpodcast or Twitter at unrestrictedpod. Yeah, Facebook, what the fuck ever. I don't do nothing on Facebook anymore much. I mean, we post our stuff up there, so if you're hanging out on Facebook, you can shoot us a message. I'll get the notification, but other than that, Instagram is definitely the way to get a hold of us pretty quick and pretty easy. If you could, head on over to iTunes and give us a rate and review. We would much, much, much appreciate it. And otherwise, that's about it. We're out.
See ya.
See ya.
Peace.